other day I was reading this shit. And it was talking about how white people.
Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up. No gangs be throwed up. Jane is rolled up. No gangs be throwed up.
But there's only so much time left in this crazy world. I'm just crumbling there. I'm just crumbling
there. Hey, what's happening? This is Sir Box, man. We are brand new. I guess you could say studio, man. This is, we just upgraded a little bit. I'm hoping you can tell in the quality. If a couple of your friends like, hey, yo, man, them dudes, that I don't like the quality, and they left, if y'all still rocking with us, man, you know, tap them on the shoulder, say, hey, man, you need to come on back, man. Check out, got a new episode, they got new equipment, they got a new studio, they got new boxes. Them niggas got, they got it. We up on it, man. We up on it. So, hey, it's good to be here. We coming up on the anniversary, man. It's, you know, I don't know about y'all, but it's been a long year, you know. I've came out with this, came out with the new hemp box, have it. You know, I'm hitting the Oregon coast in June. Gonna see what's happening around there and see it, man, and trying to expand off onto some other things, man. On around the anniversary, we're gonna get to all that. And my man that's helping me fly this ship, man, L, talk to them. Is he here?
Oh, I'm right here. Actually scoot over, so
yeah, okay. Well, we got my man here. And we are running this way.
Yes, yes. Greetings and salutations, people. Beautiful. It's lovely out here today. Holding it down once again. Another week, another day, another time. Hitting y'all with the information and the culture. So, that's what's
exactly,
up.
Exactly, exactly. Now, and speaking of culture, I think right now is the perfect time. We don't have anything collective. I don't want to mess with that. I don't want to hit it. That's why I didn't. This is the perfect time with, I don't know if y'all heard about this one dude named Sessions. He really don't like marijuana. And then you had the NFL draft that just happened. Just when this come out, y'all hear it, the NFL draft. And the commissioner came out, you know, with the whole, inhaling this smoke is bad. We're not telling them to smoke, and they're not smoking for the relief, but somebody needs to go up. Well, fuck it, why don't I? I'm going to write a letter to the commission and say, here's some cannabis oil that they can use. They don't have to smoke. Like, they can use the oil base. And fans ought to start giving to them free, because that's what needs to be relieved. And that's the thing of the matter. You got the Denver Broncos. You got the Seattle Seahawks. You have the L.A. Chargers, the L.A. Rams, and now in Nevada, they have medical, and now they're going to have the Raiders soon. You have Boston. You know, you got the Patriots, you know, Super Bowl champ. Florida's medical marijuana. I mean, it's just a lot of cities. It should be people to say, hey, you know, start going there and sending them to the commission and saying, here's creams. They don't just smoke, and here's the creams. Because if it's about, if unless the players are real, say, hey, man, I want to do something for the pain, well, the creams is here. You know, the creams is here to help. And just do it like that. They could easily say, okay, you can do the creams, no smoking, because you're not going to be affected. That's the culture of the whole thing, man. That should be. But yeah, this dude, Sessions, he needs to understand too, somebody educate him. It's more than just cocaine. Ain't something you can just rub on you. You know? So, it's all about the culture of it. It should be done. All right. I got another thing. I got a, as Kendrick said, I got a bone to pick. Anyway, I do. For real, for real. All right, we just finished up with 420. cool, 420, whatever. I really like 421, which is the day Haile Selassie came to Jamaica to meet the Rastafarians. Now, if you're not, you know, saying believe in the Rastafarians, or you think it was more of a cult, nevertheless, you can't go one without the other when you talk about marijuana and Bob Marley, Rastafarians, and the cannabis culture. All boom in one. And I believe that day should be saluted, you know. Whether you don't believe Haile Selassie is the king of kings, last one of the kings of kings, you know, but nevertheless, that day should be talked about as well, more history on it. So if those who don't know, in 1966, last year, I talked about this, it was 50 years that Haile Selassie came to Jamaica, met down with the people. All right, April 21st, 1966, and so that's the day for it. As far as the 420, it's a little iffy. These dudes said they talked about it in high school, and then they kept talking about 420. Yeah, very ironic, you know, the day right before Haile Selassie came. I don't know if it was 66 or if it was some days afterwards, or if they got it and then kind of changed it. Hey, who knows? Never know. You know, not trying to put a conspiracy theory, but just trying to say that it's part of the culture, needs to be talked about. Speaking of part of the culture, man, the technology and cannabis is moving heads up. We got a story later on in the segment. We're going to hit with some more news and seeing how it's going to fuse together, man. It's going, like, everything is just moving fast. Like, next, when you think it's just this, it's that. When you think it's always just smooth. Shout out to, man, good friend of mine's, yo, has surgery on his shoulder, and man, really banged up, and I'm gonna say it, man, my man was, you know, he was on those pain pills, and he was just saying, like, yo, man, I wake up in the morning, I gotta have before I go to bed. I gotta have, you know, and I shot him down some cream. I want to say what's up to Wenatchee, Washington. I was up there trying to talk about the boxing. Happy Crops, and the joint was nice enough to give me some, you know, saying some real good creams. Mary Medicinals was one of them, and then another one. Ah, man, I don't want to not forget the name. Ah, damn. Because I always give people props, man. If I don't know it, I'm bringing it to you. I'm going to talk about it. I cannot think about it, but I'm going to say salute to that dispensary. As a matter of fact, this week, a whole year that they've been open, and they're doing a special. If you're in Washington, Wenatchee, you're doing $3 grams. You hear what I'm saying? $3 grams. That's pretty good for their anniversary. Hey, man, you know, salute to them and whatnot. So, if y'all know anybody in Wenatchee, Washington at Happy Crops, I'd like to say what's up and all that stuff. Well, I ought to make a call to them. Nah, they're closed. Anyway, also want to hit another segment as we come from the break. We'll talk about a little organic gardening for all my, you know, man, you know, listen, those are growing, it's cool. You want to do hydroponics, that's your thing. You want to do deep water culture, that's your thing. You want to do aquaponics, that's your thing. If you want to say, hey, I want to get in the soil, I want to make it organic, do your thing. It's your thing. Do what you want to. I can't tell you how to grow it. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, though, I don't know much about the hydroponic area, but what I can tell you is that some products that I will say for the organic grower, we're going to talk about little tips, little things about calcium, your calcium supplement, you know, you can supplement some things for the calcium to get it in the soil, get it to your plants, and you know, just, you know, different things, different ways of you know. So we're gonna hit that later on in the segment. And yo, also before I go, man, I want to say that I want to ask you, Al, have you been listening to music lately? What's on your playlist right now? Al.
Oh, my playlist. I thought you
were
still going on.
That's it, man. I said, what's on your playlist? What have you been listening to?
I mean, a lot of everything, man. Just a lot of really anything I've been listening to. Some artists, man. Russ, mainly.
Like, who? To say that, you said it earlier. Russ.
R-U-S-S, Russ.
R-U-S. Yo, is, and I don't mean to be racist, is this dude from, like, Boston, he's up from up north somewhere. I want to say, like, I'm not for sure, but I want to say, like, I want to say Kinetic, something like that, right? Jewish dude, right? Italian or Jewish, ain't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. He does a lot of his own music, man. Got a pretty big following. Think Italian dude. I heard him on Shade 45.
Yeah, he got a video with like 69 million views.
Yeah, man. I heard him on Shade 45. Real dope, real dope. Right now, man, I've been having, it's three people I've been having in the rotation, man. Really, really three and a half. You know, some music so come out. Rick Ross. Going Too Hard, the whole album. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick Lamar, of course, classic. Black Bear. I don't know if a lot of people know about this cat. We're going to play a little bit of his music. Black Bear, feeling him. And album 7. It was a album put together by Talib Kweli and Styles P. You know, come together. Two classic. I'm gonna say this for the record, man. And a lot of people, whenever I say, oh, your top MC, what's your top five, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna break this down. I'm gonna say this, because a lot of people will not say this. They'll say the delivery, they'll talk about flow, they'll talk about, you know, they're stuck in a time, you know, and that's understandable. I'm gonna pick and say these people because of the versatility of being able to be on different projects and do different things and move around. In no order. I'm gonna say off the top, I'm not gonna say number one, but I'm gonna just name some people. So I don't know where they at, but these. I'm gonna say Styles P, because Styles P comes from the group The Lox, can give you that gutter, but can be on a backpack track like Sound Bombing back in the late 90s with Ruckus, or you can hear him with a boom bap track with Static Selector. Alright, spell my name right, you know, Static's first to join, real nice if you haven't heard it, but yet still boom, can be on a classic with Rick Ross, BMF, you see what I'm saying? And then do an album with Talib. Very versatile, that's versatile. That's not in one box, that's what I think. Another MC that I think get overlooked when you talk about versatility, because it's just like playing. You wanna play up this basketball playoffs, congratulations to the Jazz, knocked off the Clippers. Clippers, I gotta get your shit together, baby, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, a lot of injuries, and you know, maybe next year. Anyway, you want a dude that can outside, drive baseline, can pull up, can play defense, all right? Just a versatile player. Can go to the line and knock him down if needed. All right, just not one, can go right or left. And I'm gonna say the next one is Fonte, a little brother, who can rap, also, you know, in a group, foreign exchange, not just singing. There's a difference between saying, oh, yeah, these rappers now just singing on track. Nah, He's with a group, legitimate foreign exchange. If you haven't heard the man, tough albums they got out there. Next, who you got, L? Anybody you can think off?
What, MCs?
MCs is versatile though. Shoot me up some. I guess it to two. I'm gonna also say versatility. I like MCs that can, and these are several MCs that can make their beats and rap. You know what I mean? You know, I mean, and there's several that can do that, and a lot of times it's done because, hey, they started out not having enough money, but making the music that they can like kind of rap to fit their budget, but come out, they came out pretty good. You know, you got anywhere from DJ Quick, David Banner, J. Cole, Big Crit. Who else MC and make their own beat? Zero, I don't mean, Texas. Kanye, of course. Shout out to Kanye. Got the new Yeezys out. You know, hey man, listen. I don't care what nobody say. I'm jumping all over the place. But you might call the dude crazy and he was off. But when the dude believe in himself, I said this at the beginning when I saw this podcast. I really feel him. I understand him. I know what he going through. I know I got a good product. And I know my shit is John Blaze. And I know that, you know, that you should be fucking with this. But for whatever reason, you still want to put it in your shoebox or your Crown Royal bag. Hey, girls, you too. Y'all, you know, y'all put in the old makeup bag. Tacky. You know what I'm saying? So we're coming out with the new fall colors. You know what I'm saying? No problem. This coming fall, we're ready for the Christmas more girl colors, you know, in smaller boxes. But anyway, so... yeah, we're going to get to some music, man. Come back, like I said, finish up talking about a couple of my top five, but also talk about some organic growing and some more news. So, L, any MC? You still ain't said no MC, L?
He was talking.
Said, well, give me some, shit.
I said Kanye.
Versatile Pharrell Munch. You know what? Now, I'm going to say this. The topics that Pharrell Munch hits, the topics, because that last the concept album he had with PSD, and then talking about Casual War, just the whole concept album. You're exactly right. I'm gonna say someone else that doesn't get put in there, and female wise, and two females that I like, Jean Grey and Rhapsody.
Okay.
Rhapsody. Definitely. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's about time that we get start saying, oh, was she a girl? Rhapsody go hella hard. Hella hard, man. All right, well, we're going to be back, man. So we'll be back next segment and we'll finish up, like I said, with the growing and everything. So.
Talk. So hard to chew. It's when you walk out on faith, choose to do what feel right, let everyone else trace. What we chase ain't the same. I'm still that rapper that your favorite rapper scared to rap after. Sometimes it's hard to chill, I choose to kill. I'm just that good, though I ain't worth a lot of millions. When you rap this well, a lot of rappers catch feelings. We all want the best, don't let a female kill them here. Hard to choose culture over fame, cause you just wanna be set and take care of all your fame. It don't make you, but it'd be cool to have money like Wayne. Take the shorter road so the family ain't worry, I ain't. Chose to build it slow, ain't no need, no hurry, I ain't. It's hard to be political, can't say what's on your brain. Careers come quick, it's just as fast to bury them. But I chose to give a damn and box for you like pictures on Instagram. Chose to respect what was built by both Cool and Bam. You know who I am, word to my homie YN. Shit, won't hard to choose me, there's only one me, man. And it's so hard to choose. Yeah. That's why I chose to be that, cause where I'm from it ain't cool to be whack. And I'm so pro-black, though they don't choose me back, it does some choosy shit. Why it's hard to choose y'all over these jewels and whips. Welcome to my side, when you look in the crowd, the minority's never white. I appreciate y'all, but I'm lying if it don't bite. Why it's
so hard to choose.
Cause I love all races, but we gotta raise them. Cause I know the scale tipped, ain't in no black girl's favor. Hey y'all, we all outcasts, these black girls favor. The blonde Barbie is scars, we all gotta save them. No love lost for whites, Latinos, or the Asians. Loyal to all, but when I look in these black girls' faces, I understand why I chose to be better, not basic. So it's not
hard to choose.
Yeah. So excuse if I don't care if hipsters relate. It won't for you at all why these songs were made. Like you overlay at the airport and missed the sort of takeoff. Don't understand why we get naked. Why it's hard to choose being real or being fake, huh? Cause the world worship people, they get their cake up. But I chose the daylight soul and raise the stake up. Now, why it's
so hard to choose.
Yeah, seldom support our own. I held myself for advancement. Wanna make sure our daughters have better chances. But y'all ain't at shows and watching videos. Why it's hard to choose class or letting TV show.
Beat the ghost, cause most of rappers is mouthy. Fire water got a fiending like Al Geese. The streets need a mouthpiece. My niggas is just trying to live. No, I ain't talking Sundays on South Beach. I'm talking some days the fridge is empty at the shelves and bodegas. That only sell weed, coke, and cigars with the flavors. As far as the neighbors, we at each other's throats for the paper. The government gangster, so people put their hope in the savior. Nope.
That is that shit that you ain't know that you need. The gangsters and the poets, yeah, we know what it be. Planting these fields of reality, we sowing the seeds. It's no games like Atari, cause we not playing with this. Now it's that shit that you ain't know that you need. Grow some, smoke some, cause we rolling the trees. I got the ghost as a quarterback, he throw it to me. It's no games like Serrani, cause we not playing with niggas.
Wanna chat with ghosts, fuck a Ouija. Only board you need is the engineers. Armageddon and the venom here. Lyrical warfare, he dies if you send him here. Empty graveyard, the lyrical ball bearer, all safe. If I'm there, I bet you the Lord hear us. Or maybe the angels, maybe a few demons. Channel my ancestors when doing my deep breathing. The light from the darkness, giving the mic spark. With a deep soul, deep brain wave in the ice heart. Get the weed in the paper and watch how the flight start. But you should get away if ever the fight start. One love or first blood, drove her to get it drawn from you. They gon' throw the peace sign, but bet you they put the horns through. Yeah, I dropped science of writing and old Ryan on the ride with God. But he letting me co-pilot, Jedi to I die if you ever the profile him.
Now that's that shit that you ain't know that you need. The gangsters and the poets, yeah, we know what it be. The seeds, it's no games like Atari, cause we not playing with niggas. Now that's that shit that you ain't know that you need. Grow some, smoke some, cause we rolling the trees. I got the ghost as a quarterback, he throw it to me. It's no games like Serrani, cause we not playing with niggas.
Sunny souls to Mephistopheles. Fuck the fourth estate, cause the devil got a monopoly. Egyptology, the philosophy, fuck Socrates. How you possibly stopping me when you flow so sloppily? Rappers try to copy me just to prove they a man to me, just a fan of me. Standing right under the quality canopy.
Yeah. All right, on a little smoke break. Hope y'all enjoyed that, man. So, hitting you back. I want to say what's up, man. Apples. I'll be buying some stock in you. Not only that, I you know, everybody got the iPhone, but now these makers, effing hit this little news, man. This is a new little, you know, I'm all about accessories, of course. Herb Box, one of the nicest accessories, and would love to get this accessory in. This story is about down at South by Southwest. These guys, they made this particular iPhone case with a vapor. Yeah, so it's a dual threat versatility, like we was talking early. So you know, want something to protect your phone, but yet still something you can smoke. Now, sounds a little crazy, but hey man, that's what's so beautiful about this culture, right? And this somebody creating a job over that and still having a lifestyle. So what's the name of that company right there? Yeah.
It's called the name of the company that made the thing?
Yeah.
From the far corners, the best product of the entire.
I guess we should just
Vapotronics.
Vapor-tronics?
Yeah.
Huh. Let's see if it's on. See if it's on your, oh, you know, your people, your home base, Amazon. Vapor-tronics. See if it's on. Well, I fuck with them too. See, who don't fuck with Amazon? Damn near, you can't really function. It's starting to be a part of just everyday. Hey, let me grab this and go to Amazon. Now you can go to the store. Because you can get it in one day now.
Yeah, it's not on there.
Nah, it's not on there. Maybe on Etsy or something. But check them out, man. Vapor-tronics. I wonder if they have a website. Okay, maybe they do.
I would guess
it. Well, type it in and see. I'm going to tell these people. They're probably doing it right now. We're a little slow, but hey, what the hell? Slow down. Slow down. Ain't no rush. Peoples. Anyway, while he's doing that, we're going to hit on, you know, that was a little, that was the, I guess you could call that the tech and accessories all in one. So that's what I'm talking about, whatnot. But I'm going to move in while my man looking at that, man. We'll move into growing. We're talking about this little organic.
It's V.
Okay, hold on.
QASE.com.
VQASE.com.
So VCase.com. Where the case is spelled with a Q.
Okay.
$99.
Okay. Not bad. Does it do oil? Blah, blah. Does it does oil, vapor, or dry? But y'all check it out, man. You know, y'all check it out. We gave the thing. That's a new shout out to them, man. Anyway. Love to try to get them on or something. Dig that. But anyway, what we was talking about, organic growing. Sorry if we sound all over the place, man. Just, you know, that with us. Apologize if it's, you know, chill out. Then we was talking about substituting your calcium and even potassium. I don't know. As you get to growing, you start being more conscious of what you're eating, even what you're smoking. And, you know, a lot of times I use bone meal, you know, of course, you know, it comes from, you know, probably some meat plant and they get the bone. So try to shift over and get your phosphate other way. You know, you can get Seaberg guano, bad guano, give you some high phosphates, or you can shoot on man really in the earlier stage. If you go with some seaweed, some, you know, fish, now bone meal. Now you can say, well, what's the difference, that bone and this bone? Hey, you know, I just think the fish is a little bit more, hey, Jesus ain't fish. You know what I'm saying? Come on, we might, I don't, you know. But anyway, you could go with that. Now you say, well, I want to put poop in instead of me the bone. Like I said, I told you, you can do what you want to, but there's other substitutes if you want to be a little bit more conscious about it. Also for calcium, hey man, did you know that you can get powdered milk, work that into your soil? Yeah, powdered milk. You can work that in your soil. I was reading another article, and I'm getting the name of it, so I don't want to tell you, you know, go off. They crush some calcium pills and put it in the soil. Now, they're not going to be ready, you know, immediately, just like eggshells. Same thing, you know, crush those down and put them in your water and let them do it. So those are I'm just told you what you can do for calcium. But I personally, crab meal. Yes, crab meal is very high in chitin. Now, chitin is, I'm getting tongue-tied. Okay, K-E-T-O-N, chitin. But nevertheless, let me tell you what that does. Basically, it alarms the plant immune system to feel like it needs to defend itself. So if it's feel like it's being infestated with a lot of bugs, it will, you know, defend itself. So that's in that, just like insect frass has the same thing as beetle poop, same thing as crab meal. And crab meal is also high in calcium. So that's just a little bit. And my last little trick up my sleeve that I do, y'all need to try it, is club soda. Flat club soda has a lot of potassium in it. Boom. Spray them on there, man. Just put it in your bottle, flatten that. Don't put it on no real. Let it open up the bottle, let it flatten. Throw it in your little water bottle. Throw a little, just drop a little molasses. Aight. Boom, boom, boom. You're spraying. Bam. You right there on there. You're doing your thing. Just a drop, just a drop. It's a dime shot. That's it. So there you go. That's your organic. You know, as my daughter said, stop dropping like. Wow. All right, anyway, I still was tripping on that. Anyway, that was a little inside joke, y'all. But yeah, that was a little organic little piece right there, man. So we just covered up everything, man, real quick. We just wanted to hit it off, man. Remember, it's Herbox, HERBBOXX.com. Man, Meek Minds for all you, you know, all around the board, man. We're gonna be hitting the video soon. We're trying to get it together. We want to hit it in the fall, summertime. Everybody's vacationing and doing their thing. We might even take a little hiatus for a month, you know, after after May, we might take a little hiatus. June, it's summertime, you know, give it a little breathe, let it breathe, you know, come back to it, you know, July, mid-July, get things ready, and then really, really get it popping, you know, right after Labor Day, get full-fledged, get the live video in effect. Man, y'all can put a face with the voice, see the boxes, get ready for the Christmas time, man. Get ready, there might be something I want to get somebody. So, you know, that's what we're doing, man, you know. So, with that being said, L, what you got?
The next one?
No, I'm just saying what you got this evening. Anything you want to say?
Oh, man, if y'all need to have y'all website, graphic needs, video, whatnot, anything multimedia, you can hit us up at meekmind.com. We would love to work with you and help you out.
Like I said, we're in a new, you can say it's a new studio with new hardware. So my man is into, man, just blessed. I'm happy. Moving up, see it, like Jefferson. It's a process. So we got the anniversary coming. I might call those people that vape case. I might reach out to them and see that, man. I would love to have them on. But nevertheless, man, we are finna sign on up out of here. And we'll get with y'all next week. Same Herbox time and same Herbox channel. Ooh! Song we're gonna go out on.
Yeah, if I could go back to that day we met, I probably would just stay in bed. You run your mouth all over town, and this one goes out to the sound of breaking glass on my Range Rover. Pay me back, or bitch, it's over. All the presents I would send, fuck my friends behind my shoulder. Next time I'ma stay asleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And you got me thinking lately, bitch, you crazy. And nothing's ever good enough. I wrote a little song for ya. It go like, don't break me for so fucking done with you, girl. So fucking done with all the games you play. I ain't no tic-tac-toe. Save the X and O's on another note. I'm don't break me for so fucking done with you, girl. So say the X and O's on another note, I'm ghost. If I I could go back to that day we met, I probably would have stayed in bed. You wake up every day and make me feel like I'm incompetent. Designer shoes is Annex tabs, compliments your makeup bag. You never had to buy yourself a drink, cause everybody want to tap that ass. And you got me thinking lately, bitch, you crazy. And nothing's ever good enough. I wrote a little song for you. It go like, oh, break me from so fucking done with you, girl. So fucking done with all the games you play. I ain't no dictator. Save the X and O's on another note. I'm done. Break me from so fucking done with you, girl. So say the X and O's on another note. I'm ghost. It go like do, re, mi, fa. So fucking done with you, girl. So fucking done with all the games you play.
Me like, man, how do you do it? How do you stay happy in love? I think it's really just a state of mind. I mean, I know single men that'll kill for a home cooked meal. I know married men that'll kill for a quiet house. Shit, it just all depends on your perspective. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing perfect. Y'all, my mind in another zone and voice in another tone. Arguing about some shit rooted in some other shit. Long story short, it was a night where I ain't feel like coming home. So I hit the streets to a couple places I ain't hit for weeks. Saw a pretty girl kiss the cheek. Mwah, say magnifique. She favored my ex, some harmless flirting, a total diversion. But sometimes that's all a nigga need just to get from one day to the next. She's placing her bets and paying respect. Next thing we walking out and I'm paying the check. Aw, oh, damn. I can feel her eyes closing in. It's like a rigged game, but how the fuck am I supposed to win? The OG say cheer up, but wifey wants a scholar and a traveler, hunter and a gatherer. And after I capture her, now I gotta put my spear up. Man, I don't fear much, but the thought of losing her hits me in the tear ducts. Too much honesty ahead, get earplugs. Something in the way society rears us, commitment wears us out, it tears us apart and make us feel like we don't need to. And that turns into I don't need you. People want what grandma and granddaddy had, but they ain't have options, nigga, we do. And we choose to act foolish, not Jewish. But when you hurt a man, baby, he bruised. Can barely handle one, I don't need to. Really don't wanna run, but I need to. I need to. Get out of here.
This is a journey.